30 seconds.
Carol?
Got it? Good afternoon, members of the Senate. Will the Secretary please call the roll?
Onestad, Ahlquist, Ashburn, Benoit, Calderon, Cedillo, Cogdill, Corbett, Correa, Cox, Denham, Desaunier, Duchaney, Dutton, Flores, Hancock, Harmon, Hollingsworth, Huff, Kehoe, Leno, Liu, Lowenthal, Maldonado, Negrete-McLeod, Oropesa, Padilla, Pavley, Romero, Runner, Simidian, Steinberg, Strickland, Walters, Wiggins, Walk, Wright, Weiland, Yee.
Mr. President.
Quorum is present. Thank you very much, Mr. Secretary. Would the members and our guests be on the rail? And in the gallery, please rise. We will be led in prayer this afternoon, by our guest chaplain, Dr. Brian Baker. After which, please remain standing. We'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag by Senator Oropesa.
Let us pray. Holy and loving God, we pray that you bless this Senate. Bless each and every member here with the heart of a servant. Give them courage in their convictions, tempered with humility. Give them wisdom strengthened with compassion. And in these challenging times when they will be creating legislation that impacts millions, keep them ever mindful of the needs of the most vulnerable among us. Amen.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I want to wish all the members a very, very happy New Year. To the guests as well, the staff, I hope everyone had a nice holiday. I want to also announce that immediately following session that there will be a Democratic caucus in the Maddie Lounge. We have some short business today to establish a third extraordinary session. In that spirit, we do have a message from the governor. Mr. Secretary, please read.
A proclamation by the governor of the state of California. Whereas due to developments in worldwide and national financial markets and continuing weak performance in the California economy, there is an approximately $15 billion general fund deficit for the 2008-09 fiscal year, which without effective action is estimated to grow to a $42 billion general fund budget shortfall over the next 18 months. And whereas December 1, 2008, due to the fiscal emergency and the nationwide economic recession, I also issued a special session proclamation and convened the legislature of the state of California to meet an extraordinary session to address the economic crisis. And whereas, according to the legislative analysts, next fiscal year's budget will be even more out of balance than the current year budget, and balancing the 2009-10 budget will be immeasurably more difficult if actions to reduce spending trends and increase revenue trends are not put into place immediately. Now, therefore, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Governor of the State of California, in accordance with Section 10F of Article 4 of the Constitution of the State of California, hereby determines that the general fund revenue for fiscal year 2008-09 will decline substantially below the estimate of general fund revenues upon which the 2008 Budget Act was based. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Governor of the State of California, hereby declares that a fiscal emergency exists and Arnold Schwarzenegger, Governor of the State of California, hereby identify the nature of this fiscal emergency to be the projected budget imbalance and insufficient cash reserves for fiscal year 2008-09 and the projected insufficient cash reserves and potential budgetary and cash deficit in fiscal year 2009-10, which are anticipated to further to result from the dramatically lower than estimated general fund revenues in fiscal year 2008-09. Further, on this day, as required by Section 10F of Article 4 of the Constitution of the State of California, I will cause the legislature to assemble in a special session to address this fiscal emergency, and I will submit to the legislature proposed legislation to address this fiscal emergency. Witness whereof, I have hereunto set my hand and cause the great seal of the State of California to be affixed this day of December 2008. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Governor of the State of California.
Thank you. Translated members, we have a budget problem. Pursuant to the provisions of the proclamation of Governor Schwarzenegger, the 2009-10 third extraordinary session will come to order. Pursuant to Section 9150 of the Government Code, Gregory P. Schmidt, Secretary of the Senate, Tony Beard Jr., Sergeant at Arms, and Paula K. Rosetto, Minute Clerk, are in their respective places. The Secretary will please call the roll.
Man. Get rid of this. Onestad, Alquist, Ashburn, Benoit, Calderon, Cedillo, Cogdill, Corbett, Correa, Cox, Denham, DeSaunier, Duchaney, Dutton, Flores, Hancock, Harmon, Hollingsworth, Huff, Kehoe, Leno, Liu, Lowenthal, Maldonado, Negrete McLeod, Oropeza, Padilla, Pavley, Romero, Runner, Sumidian, Steinberg, Strickland, Walters, Wiggins, Walk, Wright, Weiland, Yee.
Quorum is present.
Senator Steinberg.
You want to open on? Take up SCR 1.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I request unanimous consent that the Officers Committee on Rules, the Standing Committees, and the standing rules of the 2009-10 regular session be deemed the same for the 2009-10 third extraordinary session.
Secretary, please call the roll.
By unanimous
consent, then.
Is there objection?
Without objection. There's a motion by Senator Steinberg to take up SCR 1. Senator Steinberg, you may open on the item.
Let me read R1.
SCR 1.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 1 by Senator Steinberg relative to the joint rules for the 2009-10 third extraordinary session.
Thank you, Mr. President. I request that the standing rules be adopted as part of the third extraordinary session. Ask for an aye vote.
Request unanimous consent.
Unanimous consent?
Be taken up at fine. Time without reference to file.
Without reference to file.
Any objection?
Any objection on that?
Don't we have to call the roll? Do we have to call the roll?
Secretary, please call the roll then.
Onestad, Alquist, aye. Ashburn, Benoit, aye. Calderon, aye. Cedillo, aye. Cogdill, aye. Corbett, aye. Correa, aye. Cox, aye. Denham, I. DeSaunier, I. Duchaney, I. Dutton, I. Flores, I. Hancock, I. Harmon, I. Hollingsworth, I. Huff, I. Kehoe, I. Leno, I. Liu, I. Lowenthal, I. Maldonado, I. Negrete McLeod, I. Oropeza, I. Padilla, I. Pavley, I. Romero, I. Runner, Sumidian, I. Steinberg, I. Strickland, I. Walters, I. Wiggins, Walk, I. Wright, I. Weiland, I. Yee. Yee, aye. Wiggins, aye. Ashburn, aye.
Ayes 37, no, 0. Resolution is adopted. There are bills. Introduction at the desk. Secretary, please read the introduction.
SB 1 through 20, relative to the Budget Act of 2008-09.
With that, let's return to regular session. There's no other business. Senator Steinberg, this is clear.
Thank you very much. I know Senator Romero had one very important adjourned memory motion. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker and members. I'm just going to ask that we observe a moment of silence. We know that on Christmas Eve, on the most silent of nights, a very holy night, a man recently from a divorce, dressed as a Santa Claus, rang a doorbell in a district that I represent in the city of Covina and began to indiscriminately fire guns and killed members of the Ortega family. That night, we saw 10 children become orphans immediately. The city of Covina is a beautiful and peaceful community. They are looking to heal. I ask that we join with the city of Covina, with the members of the Ortega family, and pledge commitment from the state of California to assist in the full transition, the full support that these children and remaining survivors of the family need to receive in order to move forth with their life. This was a tragedy that nobody could have even imagined. And I would like to ask that we join with the surviving members of the family and the people of Covina who have committed to saying that we will put our lives together, we will be a peaceful community once again, justice will be served. And I just ask for a moment of silence in memory of those who lost their lives and a moment of solidarity with those who are now rebuilding their lives.
Senator Romero has asked for a moment's silence. Please stand in honor of those who've fallen because of that tragedy. Thank you, Senators. Senator Steinberg, this is clear.
Take a motion to adjourn, Mr. President.
Senator Cogdell.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just wanted to announce a Republican caucus in the coffee shop afterwards.
Members, if I may, let me announce, so we'll do check-in session tomorrow, check-in Wednesday, and session on Thursday morning. Why don't we get the time to you over the next day or so? No earlier than 6 a.m., promise you.
Thank you very much, Senators. Senate is adjourned.